Today's Amud is Beitza Chaf Beis Amabez. We're holding on Chaf Beis Amabez, five lines from the top, by the two dots, Ve'ein Eifen Piten Gritza. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, the third and final Chumrah that Rabbi Gamliel took on, like Shitas Beis Shammai, is that a person's not allowed to make thick bread on Yom Tov. Only El Rikikin, only thin bread. Thick bread requires more tircha. As a result, Beis Shammai held it was aser to make thick bread on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel held it was mutter. Beis Shammai held it was aser. And Rabbi Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai not to make thick bread, and instead only to make rikikin, only to make thin bread. So on that note, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Oimrim, which at first is going to seem like a completely unrelated din, but Beis Shammai says, Ein Oifen Pas Ava BePesach, that when a person bakes matzah on Pesach, so he's not allowed to have thick matzah. He's not allowed to have pas ava. So right now the Gemara assumes that this means thick matzah, and the problem is because of chametz. The thicker the bread, so the more likely it is that some of the flour won't get fully cooked and it'll become chametz. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to bake and have thick bread, thick matzah on Pesach. Ubeis Hillel matirin. However, Beis Hillel was matir, they said that a person's allowed to have pas ava. The kama pas ava. Now, how thick is thick? What does it mean, thick matzah? So, amrav huna tefach. It means if it's a tefach thick. Up to a tefach, that's when it's called, by a tefach, that's when it's called thick. It's until that point that Beis Hillel is matir. Shekein matzinu b'lachem apanim tefach, and Beis Hillel's makar for being matzer until it's a tefach is because we find that the lechem apanim, which also had to be matzah, the lechem apanim was a tefach thick. So you see, you can have something that's a tefach thick and still it's matzah, it doesn't become chametz. Maska for Rabbi Yosef, however, ask Rabbi Yosef, im amru bizrizen, yaimru b'sheinan's reason? Just because by lechem apanim we said that the matzah could be up to a tefach thick, that's because the people working there, the kehanim, they're very zariz, they're very careful, they're very medactic in halacha. Memelu, we could trust them that it could be a tefach thick and they'll make sure it doesn't become chametz. But therefore you're going to say, but now even a standard individual, he could make matzah on Pesach, that's a tefach thick, because the lechem apanim was a tefach thick, that was by his reason. Who says by Einan's reason that we also allow it to be a tefach thick? And second of all, im amru pas ameila, yamru pas shein ameila, besides the people working there, the bread itself was different. The bread in the lechem apanim was mamish, kneaded, it was really kneaded very well. And therefore, maybe because it was kneaded so well, so it took longer for it to become chametz, ameila, you could have it be a tefach thick, and there was no concern. But you're going to say that now, also when a person makes bread in his house, when a person makes matzah in his house, and he doesn't need it the same way that he needs the lechem apanim, you're going to say that there also, it could be a tefach thick. And thirdly, im amru be'etzim yaveshim, yaimru be'etzim lachem, just because they said it in the ovens in the Beis HaMikdash, which used dry wood, you're going to say it about wood in a person's house, which sometimes is wet, and therefore it doesn't make the oven as hot. So that also, it's not going to cook the bread as well. It's not going to cook the matzah as well. And im amru betanur cham, yaimru betanur tzainin, if they said it about the tanur in the Beis HaMikdash, which was always on, so it was very, very hot. So again, there's no concern that it's not going to cook all the way through. There, now you're going to apply that to an oven in a person's house, which is far more cool than the oven in the Beis HaMikdash. And im amru b'tanur shel mateches, yaimru b'tanur shel cheres. And just because they said it about a metal oven, like they had in the Beis HaMikdash, now you're going to apply that to an earthenware oven, like people have in their houses, which don't get as hot. So how could you compare the two? How could you say that just because we found by lechem apanim that it was matzah, and it was able to be a tefach thick, that so too any person, when he bakes matzah in his house on Pesach, that he could bake it up to a tefach thick? How could you learn from lechem apanim? So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, She'ilis is Rebbe B'yichud. I asked Rebbe privately, who's Rebbe? Umanu Rav. this Rebbe is Rav, it's referring to Rav. Now, my Passover, what does it mean? When Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel discussed Passover, it obviously doesn't mean thick, because that would be a problem, like we said, you can't learn Afram Lechem upon him. Rather, Passover means Pas Meruba. It doesn't mean thick bread, it means a lot of bread. Beis Shammai held that you're not allowed to make a lot of bread on Pesach, nothing to do with Chametz. You can't make a lot of bread because it's a lot of Tircha. More bread equals more Tircha. Whereas Beis Hillel was matter to make Pas Meruba, to make numerous amounts of breads. Ika Damri. Some have a slightly different version than this last line that we just said. That Amar of Yirmiya Bar Abba, that Amar Rav, Rav Yirmiya Abba said the name of Rav, She'ilas es Rebbe B'yichud, I asked Rebbe privately, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and who's that referring to? It's referring to not Rav, but it's referring to Rebbe, that my Passover, Pas Meruba. That Passover is referring to Pas Meruba, it's referring to a lot of bread, again, because it's a problem of Tircha. But my karule Passover, in either event, so why is it called Passover? Why is a lot of bread called thick bread? So says the Gemara, two perushim. Mishom de nafish belisha. One pshat you could say is because it's nafisha belisha, in the kneading stage, so it's very thick. There's a lot of dough there when you're kneading it. So that's why it's called thick. Inami or ba'asri de haitana pas meruba, Passover karule. You're translating Passover as thick bread. In the place where this Tana lived, that he recorded this din, this machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they used to call a lot of bread Passover. We call Passover thick bread. But they used to call a lot of bread Passover. So that's why it's called Passover. Ba'al Kopanim, it's referring to an amount of bread, and the problem is because of Tircha. So ask the Gemara, Michti. Let's see. Mishum dekatarach Tircha delay tzarachu. What's the issue with baking a lot of bread according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds its aser? It's because of the tircha involved. Well, then my area of Pesach, afilu b'shar yamim tayvim nami. So why does the member start off that Beis Shammai says ein oifin pasava b'pesach? What shaykh is Pesach? This is stam din in yamtiv. Your stam not supposed to be tayreach too much, and therefore on any yamtiv you shouldn't bake too much bread. This has nothing to do with Pesach. You know, originally we thought it was talking about thick bread, so that it was a din in Pesach, so it shouldn't become chametz. But now that you're saying it just means a lot of bread, so then this has nothing to do with Pesach. This is on any Yom Tov. So says the Gemara in Echanami. You're 100% right. Beis Shammai would hold also on Sukkot and Shavuos that you can't bake too much bread. Why does Beis Shammai say Pesach? V'tana be Yom Tov de Pesach Kai. V'tana, when he recorded this din, it happened to have been Pesach. So therefore he said that you can't bake a lot of bread on Pesach because that was the Yom Tov that they were heading into. So that's why he spoke about Pesach. But this halacha, Ein Hachanami, has nothing to do with Pesach. It's a din by every Yom Tov. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Braisa that says in Mefurish that this din applies to all Yomim Tovim. It says that Beis Shammai Aimrim in Eifin, Pas Meruba b'yamtiv u'beisil matiren. It says Beis Shammai says you can't bake a lot of bread on yamtiv, nothing to do with Pesach. You can't bake Pas Meruba on any yamtiv, and beisil is matir. So again, you see that it's that Passover is really just Pas Meruba. It just means a lot of bread, and it's nothing to do with Pesach. It has to do with any and every yamtiv. So this is a very similar machlekes to the machlekes that we had in our Mishnah. It's not the same, but it's similar. In our Mishnah, we had a machlekes Beis Shammai beisil. Now, whether a person is allowed to make thick bread or only has to make rakikin, only thin bread. And over there, Beis Shammai also said it's usher to make the thick bread because of tircha. Here too also, Beis Shammai says it's usher to make a lot of bread also because of tircha. And in both cases, thick bread, a lot of bread. In both cases, Beis Hillel is matir, even though there's extra tircha involved, Beis Hillel says that it's still included in the heter of Eichel Nefesh. Says the Mishnah now, Afu amar shleish dvarim lahakel. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Rav Gamliel was machmer on three different halachis. So says the Mishnah now, you shouldn't think he was too big of a machmer. He also had three kulas. Number one, kula number one, says the Mishnah, is mechavdim beis hamitais, is that he held that a person's allowed to sweep the beis hamitais, the dining room. It's called the beis hamitais because they sat on their beds, they lie down on their beds when they ate. But Rav Gamliel held that you're allowed to sweep the dining room. Meaning, the Meiri explains that even though typically a person is not allowed to sweep on Yom Tov, because maybe the ground won't be even and it'll end up smoothening out the ground, which would be an Isser of Baineh. Still, when it comes to a person's dining room, Rabbi Gamliel held that being that it's swept all the time, a person sweeps his dining room all the time, so therefore there's no concern that the ground isn't going to be leveled. And therefore Rabbi Gamliel was not there a person to sweep the dining room. Again, they had dirt floors back in the times of Chazal. And therefore, sweeping the floor could sometimes be evening out, leveling the ground. So that's normally a problem. In the dining room, Rabbi Gamliel held that it was mutter. The second kula Rabbi Gamliel held of is that umanicha nasamugmar biyomtiv. Now you could put some like good smelling spices on top of the coals in order to produce a good smell. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that's referring to, what the person's trying to make smell good. Va'is and gedimu kulas b'leili psachim. And then the third kula Rabbi Gamliel held of is that a person's allowed to roast a gedi in a certain type of way with the intestines outside of the gedi in a certain way that it resembles very much like the Karban Pesach, and there's no problems of people assuming that you're having and eating kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't concerned about that. He held that you're allowed to roast the Gedi Makulas on Leilei Pesachim. In all three of these cases, v'chachamim aser. The Chachamim said it's aser. In the first case, with regards to sweeping the dining room, the Meiri explains that the Chachamim were chayshish, that if we allow you to sweep the dining room, you might come to sweep a different room in your house, where there is a problem of leveling the ground. And therefore, the Chachamim said that you're not even allowed to sweep the dining room. The other two dinim, the Mugmar and the Pesach, that we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the case is and what the Machlaikas is. So says the Gemara, focusing now on the second kula, that we mentioned that Rav Gamliel held, you could be manichin es ha-mugmar b'yomtif. So Amar Rav Asi, machlaikas legamer, avo lahariach divrei ha-kol mutter. The machlaikas Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim is a person who's putting these fragrant spices on top of the coals to produce a good smell in order to make his clothing smell good. He puts his shirt, he puts a suit over the besamim, and like that, it was before the times they had cologne, and like that, he made his clothing smell good. That's the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Chachamim held that it was aser because being that you're not directly benefiting from the malacha, from burning the spices, so it's only just going to make now your clothing smell good. It's not really a direct hana to you. It's making your clothing smell good. So therefore, the Chachamim held that that was aser, and on this they're arguing. That's the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Avo lahariach, but when it comes to a person putting these fragrant spices on top of the coals in order to produce a good smell in the house, again before the times of Febreze, so they were doing this stam just to make a good smell in the room, so that even your body is being nenef from that, you yourself are enjoying the smell. So that divrei hakol mutter, that even the Chachamim would say that it's mutter. So that's Rav Asi's chiddush, that the machlekes by Mugmar was dafka about making your clothing smell nice, but if it's about making the house smell nice, so then everybody would agree that it's mutter. However, Meisvei asked the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that no, the machlekes is even about making your house smell good. The Braisa says, Ein mechabden beis hamitas biyomtev. So first we'll go back to the first case. That Chachamim say you're not allowed to sweep your dining room on yomtev. V'shal beis gamliel, v'shal beis Rabbi Gamliel mechabden. However, in the house of Rabbi Gamliel, they used to sweep the dining room. And I'm Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok comes and he testified and he said that Behamim Harbe Nichnasti Acher Abba LeBeis Rabbi Gamliel. Many times, I went with my father, Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, so his father was Rav Tzadok. So he says, many times I went with my father Rav Tzadok to the house of Rabbi Gamliel. V'luhayu mechabdin beis hamitas piyamtiv. And you got the story wrong. They weren't sweeping the dining room on yamtiv. V'adi, you can't sweep the dining room. Elo mechabdin oisan me'erev yamtiv. They swept the dining room up on Erev Yamtif, and then what they did was uparsin aleim sadinin. They took one of those, you know, clear tablecloths, they put it all over the floor, and then, so they ate on it on Leil Yamtif, and they were having guests the next day, lamacha the next day, kisha'archim nichnasim, when the guests were coming, so you had this tablecloth on the floor, so any pieces of bread or anything that fell on the floor, misalkin es hasadinin, you would just pick up the whole tablecloth, and like that, v'nimsa bayis mischabe me'elav, it came out that the house would look like it was just freshly swept, it was very clean. That's what Rabbi Gamliel did. They didn't sweep the dining room on Yom Tov. However, Amru Lai, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok that can't be the story. That's not what happened. You must not have seen correctly. Because M. Cain, if that's all Rabbi Gamliel was doing, so then Af B'Shabbos Mutter Lases Cain. So then you could even do that on Shabbos. It's not a heter of Yom Tov to do such a thing. That's Mutter even on Shabbos. There's completely no Malacha involved. You're just removing the tablecloth. And we have a Messiah that know that Rabbi Gamliel had some sort of Kula on Yom Tov. According to the way you're saying it, so then that would be even by Shabbos, so it must be you got the story wrong, and Taka Rabbi Gamliel would sweep the dining room on Yom Tov. And then with regards to the next case, says the Braisa, Ve'ein manichin es amugmer b'Yom Tov. And now this is really the reason why we're bringing this Braisa, because again, Rav Asi had said a chiddush that the whole machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim was only to make the clothing smell nice, but to make the house smell nice, that everybody agrees is mutter. So that's what we're asking now from this Braisa, from this second part of the Braisa. Says the Braisa, Ve'ein manichin es amugmer b'Yom Tov. The Chachamim held that you're not allowed to be manichin es amugmer b'Yom Tov. We'll have to see what that means. That's what we're discussing. And says the Braisa of Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel Manichin. But in Rabbi Gamliel's house, they would be Manichin as Amugmar. Now, Amr Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Tzadok said again, Nepamim Harbi Nechnasti Achar Abu Levis Rabbi Gamliel. Many times I went with my father to Rabbi Gamliel's house on Yom Tov. V'loyayu Manichin as Amugmar b'Yom Tov. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't manichin es amugmar b'yamtiv. He didn't hold that was mutter. Rather, Ella mevien adarskois shel barzel. What he would do is he would bring these metal kalim that had a lot of like holes in it. It was like a, let's say a bottle that on the top by the cap had a lot of holes in it. And umaashnin oisan me'erv yamtiv. They would light in it some fragrant spices on erv yamtiv. Close the cap, lock the smell, the good smell into the bottle. Upaiskin es nikvehen. And they would stuff up the holes so that the smell, the good smell, wouldn't escape from the battle. That they all did make Erev Yom Tov. So on Erev Yom Tov, that's when they were Manichin Es HaMugmer. They would burn up these fragrant spices in the battle, close up the holes, and then Lamachar, the next day, Kesha'archim Nichnasim, when the guests arrived to his house, Paischin Es Nikveyan, they would open up the plugs that were plugging up the holes. V'nimsa Habayis Miskamer Melov, and like that, the whole house smelled nice as if he was manichin es amugmar on Yom Tov. However, again, Amru Lai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, your version must be incorrect, because em kein af b'Shabbos mutter l'aseis kein, because then that would be mutter on Shabbos also. There's no malach involved. And we have a Messiah that Rabbi Gamliel gave a kula on Yom Tov. So it must be that what was Rabbi Gamliel's kula? That he was actually manichin es amugmar b'Yom Tov. He didn't do this battle trick. Now, what's the subject matter in this machlek between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok about being manichin es amugmer, not to make the clothing smell nice, to make the house smell nice? So you see that Rabbi Gamliel's kula was not about making clothing smell nice, it was about making the house smell nice. And even when it comes to making the house smell nice, it was only Rabbi Gamliel that was mako, and the Chachamim taka asserted it, not like Rav Asi said. So says the Gemara, Eli Yidmar Hach Yidmar. Rather, this is what Rav Asi must have meant to say. That Amar Rav Asi machlekes lahariach, that the machlekes Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim is about making the house smell nice. That's the case that Rav Gamliel gave a kul and he was mekel, and the Chachamim asserted it. Now what would be the pshat? Why would the Chachamim asser making the house smell nice? You yourself are being nene from it. It's eichel nefesh. So Rashi explains, there's a Gemara in Ksuvis that says that even though on Yom Tov there's a heter to do malachas eichel nefesh, you're only allowed to do things that are shavah l'chol nefesh. Things that everybody appreciates. Things that everybody would do. This, apparently, making the house smell nice with these fragrant spices, it's something maybe only mufunakim, only people that are extra sensitive do. Memela, there's no heter v'aychol nefesh, because it's not shavah l'chol nefesh. That's the machlekes. Manichin es amugmer, the purish of manichin es amugmer means to make the house smell nice. That's when we have a machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Avo legamer, but when it comes to just making your clothing smell nice, where you yourself aren't really being nena, it's just making the clothing smell nice, so that's going to be aser, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. So we're flipping around what Rav Assi said before. Before we had Rav Assi saying that the machlekas was about making the clothing smell nice, but when it comes to the house, everybody agrees it's mutter. We proved from the braisa that no, the machlekas was about making the house smell nice, so now we're just switching around what Rav Assi said. Now what Rav Assi said is that the machlekas is about making the house smell nice, but when it comes to making your clothing smell nice, so then everybody, even Rabbi Gamliel, would agree that that's usur, because a person's body isn't physically being nene from the malacha.